Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Samach Aleph, Nida 61. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing different ways in which our sages searched for a dead body to make sure that there, because a dead body represents Tumah, ritual impurity, and they want to make sure there was none in the area. So the Gemara told a couple of ways in which the rabbis went to great lengths to find the bodies in the area, and so we pick up with the following incident. Says Tanya, the Braisa teaches us that Abba Shaul taught Maisa Besela Beit Choron, that there was an incident in the place. There was an area called Beit Choron. They knew that there was a dead body there, and the sages were unable to properly investigate the place, and they didn't know where it was. Mimnei Shahaisa Meruba, because it was a very big area, and they weren't able to find it. There was one elderly man named Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and Amar Lahan, Hevili Sadinim. He said, "Bring me some sheets." Hevili Sadinim. So they brought him these sheets. Ushraim b'mayim, and he soaked them in water. Uparsinoim, and he spread out these moist sheets upon the area which he was trying to find the dead body. Mekom Tahara, the place that was Tahar, Yavish, that remained dry, because since they had never buried there, it was hard, and so the water didn't get absorbed from the sheets. But Makom Tuma, but the place where there was actually the dead bodies, it got moist. And the reason was because they had dug there, then the ground became soft, and since the ground was soft, it absorbed the water from the sheets. And so therefore, as a result of this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was able to lead them to the pit filled with bones. And the Gemara tells us the following story, which relates to the Gedalia of the Bible from Jeremiah, which is the reason why we have today the fast of Gedalia, that Gedalia was assassinated. So the Gemara says the story that Tana, who habor, this pit, which was filled with bones, that was actually the pit Shemila Yishmael ben Netanya Chalolim, that Yishmael ben Netanya filled with bones after he killed them. What was the story? Because it says, "Va'bor asher hishlich sham Yishmael as kol pigrei anashim asher hika biyad Gedalia," that Yishmael had killed all of these people through Gedalia. So the Gemara knows that Gedalia didn't kill them, but Yishmael was the one who actually killed them, because he wanted to curry favor in the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Gemara asks the question, Gedalia ben Achikam, we mourn for him every year, but we do tzom Gedalia. He actually didn't kill them, but why does the verse say that Gedalia killed them when it was really Yishmael? So the Gemara says, "V'chi Gedalia ragam al Yishmael, ragam Yishmael was the one who killed them." Elo mitoch shayol achush la'atzas Yochanan ben Kareach, because really what happened was Gedalia had been warned about Yishmael ben Netanya. He had been warned from Yochanan ben Kareach, had warned him that Yishmael was going to kill Gedalia, and so therefore Gedalia should have been careful to listen to this report. And so the reason why he didn't listen, because he was concerned it was Lashon Hara, he says, "I can't listen to Lashon Hara." And so as a result of this, since he didn't listen, Ma'alav Kilo Haragon. So we look at it as though Gedalia was the one who killed these 80 people who were murdered by Yishmael, because he really should have taken precautions. And so Amar Rava, Hai Lishna Bisha, Rava says this Lashon Hara that you hear about people, Afal Pi Del Kabule Lomibah, you're not allowed to actually accept that the Lashon Hara is true. Nevertheless, Mecha Shlemi Bai, but you still have to take precautions to view it as though it could be true. And so therefore, there's a difference between saying, "Well, I'm not going to believe this," and say, "I'm going to ignore the possibility." And so therefore, if there's a concern that you're going to have damage done to other people, of course, you have to take it into account and say, "Well, no, I'm not going to accept Lashon Hara. No, and so I'm not just going to ignore everything," because that's just... can be lead to tragic mistakes. That's exactly what Gedalia did in those circumstances, and therefore the Gemara actually, the verse actually says that Gedalia was as though he killed him. And this is something that people in communal leadership, it's tragic when they say, "Oh, we can't accept this report about somebody because of Lashon Hara," and then in the end, this person ends up doing more damage. And then the Gemara tells us a similar terrible story, that what happened was Hanu b'nei Galili de nafakol hu kala de katol nafshe, that there was a report came out that the Galileans had killed somebody. And so what happened? They wanted to hide from the kings because the kings were going to run after them and bring them and punish them. So Asla came to Rabbi Tarfon. So they came to Rabbi Tarfon for Amruway, and they said to Rabbi Tarfon, with Tamrin and Mar, hide us because the government's going to catch us. So Rabbi Tarfon said to them, Amar Lahu, Hechi Navid, what can I do? Igo at Marin Ihu, if I'm not going to hide them, Chazu Yataihu, then the messengers of the king are going to catch you and they're going to kill you. At Marin Ihu, but if I hide you, Ha'amar Rabbanan, Haiwish Nabisha, Afagav del Kabuli Lomibai, Mechashlemibai, the rabbis taught, even if I'm not supposed to believe it, I still have to be suspicious. And so therefore I have to be concerned that indeed you actually did kill. And therefore, as Rashi says here, V'shem ha'ragtem, v'ha'osr la'atzil etchem, I'm not allowed to save you if you killed somebody, because you actually did something wrong. Zilu aten tamru nafshaychu. So he didn't turn them in, but he says, you're on your own here. I'm not going to be protecting you. We see from here that if somebody did something wrong to the government, it's not the job of the community to protect them, that they should be, the community should say, it's not our job. If you actually did this, this is something that you have to face the justice for. And so therefore the community shouldn't try to quote unquote protect the people who have done the wrong thing. They should face the justice.